Time now to head over to the States, and Andrew Brown is our US correspondent to bring us up to date with all of the recent news. Brownie, great to catch up with you, and there has been some controversial news. Once again, another mid-race jockey incident, with this time the Kentucky Derby winning jockey.
Yeah, Michael, barely 24 hours after the incident in France with Christophe Soumillon, actually, which saw that jockey rubbed out for 2 months, among other things that I just heard you mention. But America had its own elbow gate during the Grade 2 Lucas Classic at Churchill Downs. Sonny Leon, who of course rode Rich Strike to an upset victory in the Kentucky Derby earlier this year, was aboard the Kentucky Derby winner, and he looked home for all money. He had pulled ahead of Hot Rod Charlie, a rival horse, with jockey Tyler Gaglione aboard. But Sonny Leon evidently guided his mount towards Hot Rod Charlie and started thrusting his elbow at the opposing jock. Sonny said after the race his saddle slipped, but the stewards, they were having absolutely none of it. They slapped Sonny with a 15-day suspension, saying that he intentionally attempted to interfere with and impeded the progress of a rival by repeatedly making physical contact with another rider in the stretch. Now, fortunately, Tyler Gaglione, the opposing jock, he did stay aboard his horse. What was going through Sonny's mind, we don't know, but anyone that knows Hot Rod Charlie will tell you that Sonny probably couldn't have picked a worse horse to pick a fight with, because he's as tough as nails, Hot Rod Charlie. He's won graded stakes races across America and even won in Dubai earlier in this year. Ran second, of course, in the Dubai World Cup behind Country Grammar. But, Michael, this may not be the last we hear of this race, because just as I'm starting to speak to you now, there's breaking news about a potential issue around Hot Rod Charlie's equipment. Photos are circulating that appear to show the Doug O'Neill trained horse wearing toe grabs on his front hooves. Now, toe grabs help a horse dig in and improve traction, but are a violation of state and federal regulations. So watch this space. There could be more news to come for this otherwise not that big race at Churchill Downs.
Unbelievable, the storylines. And it looked bizarre what Sonny Leon was doing, because it looked like he had the race in his keeping, didn't it? So, all right, well, there's some breaking news as we speak. We'll keep across that to find out what more occurs. There's no doubt the biggest headline and the biggest horse in America is Flight Line. It's been a few weeks since we've seen Flight Line in action. What's the latest?
Yeah, well, after that devastating, 20-length romp in the Pacific Classic at Del Mar a few weeks back, Flight Line has since headed home, about a 90-minute journey up the road from Del Mar in San Diego to Santa Anita near Los Angeles, where he's barned. He worked last Saturday morning at the Great Race Place. Trainer John Sadler's assistant, Juan Lever, was in the saddle for an easy 5 furlongs in a minute and change. That was his second piece of work since the Pacific Classic at Del Mar. He'll now work the next 3 Saturdays before shipping across the country to Keeneland in Lexington, Kentucky, ahead of the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic, which is on the first Saturday of November.
We can't wait for the Breeders' Cup Week over there. Of course, it coincides with Melbourne Cup Week here. Brownie, great to catch up. We'll speak again either next week or the week after.
Look forward to it, Michael. Have a good one.